Coming up on episode number 1337. Oh my gosh, it's the Leet episode of Coverville. And there's nobody more Leet than Paul Westerberg. By golly, he's even had a high school named after him. How crazy is that? You're going to hear covers of his solo work, covers by him, and of course, covers of his band, The Replacements. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, December 10th. 2020. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to the last month of 2020, because we know on December 31st, when the clock strikes midnight, everything will be good again, right? Like, it's really just the year. Well, also something happening on December 31st is the birthday of our subject today, Paul Westerberg. Now, he's turning 61 on the 31st, which means that he's 60 right now. Normally, I do these birthday episodes right around the time that they're having their milestone birthday. But because every year at the end of the year, I've got a Christmas covers episode coming up next week and a Coverville countdown pair of episodes, those will be coming up the following weeks, I never get to a Paul Westerberg Replacements cover story. It just never happens because of the way things work. So we're doing it today, celebrating the previous 60th birthday of Paul Westerberg and the upcoming 61st birthday of Paul Westerberg with some covers of him and the Replacements. Let's get things started with a cover. This first set will focus on his solo career. Let's start with a cover by Thea Gilmore. I always want to call her Taya Gilmore, but I guess it's Thea Gilmore. From her album Loft Music from 2004, here is her cover of Paul Westerberg's Hide and Seekin'.
For children, baby. Now it's hidden, so now garden, but the most beautiful by far is the one growing wild in the garbage dump. Even here we are. It's the song of the bird way up in the sky, but the most beautiful by far is the scream of the man who never learned to fly. Even here we are. It's a beautiful sight, but the most beautiful by far is the blind girl alone, the angel of the night. Even here we are. It's a beautiful flower in your garden, but the most beautiful.
Me.
Allison Scott covering Paul Westerberg's Meet Me Down the Alley, that one from her 2008 album Hiding Under the Covers. A far better title for an album than just plain Undercover. I totally support that. Before that, you heard the Lemonheads from the follow-up to their all-cover album Versions from several years back. They put out last year Versions 2, which included that cover of Paul's Things there by the Lemonheads. Sean Colvin. Before that, from These Four Walls from 2006, Even Here We Are, you heard Paul Westerberg covering Bob Dylan's Positively 4th Street, that one from a tribute to Bob Dylan called Hard Rain. That was a Mojo magazine, I believe, included CD. I always loved it when they did that stuff. You really don't see much of that anymore. And Thea Gilmore at the beginning of that set with Hide and Seekin' at the from her album Loft Music from 2004. Moving over from Paul Westerberg's solo, let's look at The Replacements. And this is by far one of the most popular songs by The Replacements. Talking about an idol, the lead singer of, was it Big Star, I believe, Alex Chilton. Here is Kiss Chasey from Triple J's Like a Virgin 5 from 2009 with a cover of The Replacements, Alex Chilton.
Would he feed us with a spoon? And if he was from Mars, wouldn't that be cool? Standing right on campus, would he stamp us in a file? Hanging down in Memphis all the while. And children by the million sing for Alex Chilton when he comes round. They sing, I'm in love. What's that song? I'm in love with that song. Cerebral rape and pillage in a village of his choice. Invisible man who can sing in a visible voice. Feeling like $100, exchanging good looks face to face. Checking his stash by the trash at St. Mark's Place. Children by the million sing for Alex Chilton when he comes round. They sing, I'm in love. What's that song? I'm in love. With that song. I never travel far without a little big star. Tarot cards, falling asleep with a flop pop video on. And if he was from Venus, would he meet us on the moon? And if he died in Memphis, and that'd be cool, babe. And children by the million sing for Alex Chilton when he comes round. They sing, I'm in love. What's that song? I'm in love with that song. I'm in love. What's that song? I'm in love with that song.
Comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair revolution, same build evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna bust? Thank you. tend to her. She's happy the way she looks. She's happy with her gender. Girl, they both are the same. They're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow's gonna frost. And tomorrow Dick is wearing pants. Tomorrow Jamie's wearing a dress. Future outcasts, they don't last there. Today the people dress the way that they please, the way they try to do.
Talking these days.
Katie Goodman and Greta Morgan with a cover of The Replacements' Bastards of Young, that one from the album Take It, It's Yours, a great cover album from those two. Before that, Aching to Be, that one fairly close to the original, but still injects enough new stuff that I wanted to play it. Plus, it's one of my favorite replacement songs, so I had to play a cover of it nonetheless. That one performed by Crash Into June from a pop tribute to The Replacements called Left of the Dial. Came out in 2003. Paul Westerberg himself covering a song that was written by Jackson Browne but first released by Nico These Days, and that one you'll find on his 2003 album Come Feel Me Tremble. It was actually released ahead of the album as a teaser for the album before it came out. Before that, Miley Cyrus, Joan Jett, and Laura Jane Grace of Against Me, with a song that they released a couple years ago, the cover of Androgynous, covering The Replacements. What's great is you're going to hear a couple of those people again in the last set of music. And such a great anthem for life today that was written years ago, right? And it comes along today. Kiss Chasey at the top of that set with a cover of Alex Chilton, that one from 2009's Triple J, Like a Virgin, Volume 5. One of the musicians that we sadly lost in 2020 was Justin Townes Earl. Did a tribute episode for him, the son of Steve Earle. And on his 2010 album, Midnight at the Movies, he includes this cover of The Replacements' Can Hardly Wait. I can't wait.
skyway, high above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street to take the skyway.
Feels ashamed.
opportunity knocks once, then the door slams shut. All I know is I'm sick of everything that my money can buy. A fool who wastes his life, God rest his guts. First the lights, then the collar goes up, and the wind begins to blow. Turn your back, wanna pay your back, last call. First the glass, then the leaves that pass, then comes the snow. There ain't much to rake anyway in the fall.
When the little blue bird, who has never said a word, starts to sing.
I can't live without your touch. swam no sea, drowning in the city. It's really up to me. I can't live without your touch. I can't live without your touch. I can't live without your touch.
Within Your Reach by the Bastards of Melody, not to be confused with the Bastards of Young. That one from a tribute to all the teenage movies of the 80s and 90s called High School Reunion. Really good stuff on there, paying tribute basically to like the John Hughes films, things like Say Anything, and so great. Within Your Reach by Bastards of Melody. Before that, you heard Paul Westerberg joined by someone you heard from the set before, Joan Jett, a cover of Let's Do It by Cole Porter, covered for the soundtrack to the film Tank Girl from 1995. That thing is a, talk about a slice of the 90s, of the mid-90s. It's got Belly, Bush, Paul Westerberg, Joan Jett. I mean, it's really like a slice of that music right there from that era. Here Comes a Regular by Against Me, also someone you heard in the set before. That one from Covered, A Revolution in Sound from 2009. Skyway, I think my favorite Replacement song. I just love the description of that Minneapolis trademark, the Skyway, this thing that it's so cold in Minneapolis in the winter, the second floor of every building downtown has a Skyway, and you just basically navigate from building to building by going through the Skyways on the second floor of all these buildings. That was performed by the North Mississippi All-Stars from their In Stores and Outtakes from 2003. And Justin Townes Earl, the late great Justin Townes Earl, at the top of that set from Midnight at the Movies from 2010. That is Can't Hardly Wait. That's going to bring us right here to the end of the show. And like I said, we got the Christmas cover episode next week. Then it's on to the Coverville Countdown, counting down the best covers and cover albums from 2020. A year where we needed the best, where we could just use anything that would brighten things up. Well, hey, 2021 will be a lot better. Let's look forward to that. That's going to do it. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can visit coverville.com for everything else you need. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related, past episodes of the show, swag, and even a way to support the program using Patreon, patreon.com/coverville. We'll be back next week with some Christmas music, get you in the mood for the holiday season. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. And bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.